Part 3. Directions. You will hear some conversations between two or more people. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speakers say in each conversation. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The conversations will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
Sam, our company is going to expand its product offerings this fall with a special seasonal collection of greeting cards. I'd like you to design them.
Okay. Do you currently have an opinion about how you'd like the cards to look, or will I have the final say over their appearance?
Aside from wanting them to incorporate the colors of autumn, such as red, orange, and yellow, I don't have a preference. Please show me your drafts next Friday.
Number 32. What does the company plan to do? Number 33. What does the man inquire about? Number 34. What will the man probably do next Friday? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Laura, my roommates and I are inviting our friends and co-workers to our house for a barbecue this Saturday. It'd be great if you could join us.
I have nothing planned that day, so why not? Would it be okay to bring my sister along as well? She's visiting from out of town for the weekend.
Absolutely. By the way, we're asking that guests share some food with the group. I suggest you bring a pasta salad, since the one you brought to the company potluck last year was great.
Number 35. What will probably take place on Saturday? Number 36. What does the woman mean when she says,
I have nothing planned that day?
Number 37. What does the man recommend? Go on to the next page. Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Mr. Abdul, this is Amari Nadia, a staff writer for Current Affairs magazine. I'm working on an article and I'd like to interview you for the piece. Would you be willing to answer a few questions about the organization you direct, Mediterranean Aid?
Certainly, but right now is not a good time for me. I'm about to hold a video conference with some donors. I should be available to contact you tomorrow if that would work.
I'll be attending appointments throughout the morning, but I should be back at my office by 1:30 p.m. Why don't I call you back then?
Yes, that would be convenient for me.
Number 38. Who is the woman? Number 39. Why is the man unavailable? Number 40. When will the woman most likely contact the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Have you been able to figure out what's wrong with the motorcycle that was dropped off at our garage earlier today?
I'm still trying to determine the problem. The motorcycle won't start, so there might be a weak connection to the battery.
Do you think you'll finish your inspection within the next 30 minutes? I need to know if any parts have to be purchased for the repairs. If so, I'd like to order them from our supplier before we close for the day.
That shouldn't be an issue. I'll inform you of which components I'll need by 4:30 p.m.
Number 41. Where do the speakers most likely work?
Number 42. What is the man currently working on? Number 43. What will the woman most likely do later today? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Pardon me, I discovered this pair of glasses underneath the table you were just sitting at here in this restaurant. Are they by chance yours or someone from your parties?
They're definitely not mine. I use contact lenses. And to my knowledge, the people who I ate lunch with don't have glasses. They could belong to whoever dined at the table before us.
That's certainly possible. I served a couple of business people there prior to seating your group. One of them had glasses on when he arrived, so perhaps they're his. Number 44. Where are the speakers? Number 45. What does the man inquire about? Number 46. What does the man say about the business people? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Clint, it's Margaret Faulkner. I hope you're doing well. I'm calling in regard to the photography club that we discussed last week. Are you still interested in becoming a member?
That depends on when club members get together. My weekday schedule is usually quite busy with work and family obligations. However, I'm typically available on Saturday and Sunday.
Meetings and photo sessions are held every other Sunday evening. Plus, attendance is never mandatory, so you're welcome to come only when you have enough time. However, you should know that we have a one-time joining fee of $25.
In that case, I'd like to participate. It'd be great to have more opportunities to use the lens I was recently given. Number 47. What is the topic of the conversation? Number 48. According to the woman, what costs a fee? Number 49. What did the man recently do? Go on to the next page. Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Okay, Miss Pickett, I've looked over your kitchen.
Do you have a clearer idea about what renovations are possible?
Yes, I can make most of the requested updates with a few exceptions.
Which ones won't be possible?
Well, the E35 dishwasher that you want installed next to the sink isn't going to fit.
Oh, are you sure? I really like that particular device.
I'm afraid so. It's too tall to fit under the counter. You'll have to find a slightly smaller one.
I see. Do you have any recommendations?
The ST300 from Vincent Appliances is a nice option. You should look into it.
Number 50. What is the problem? Number 51. What is mentioned about the E35 dishwasher? Number 52. What does the man recommend? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Good afternoon, James. I'm curious to know what entertainment will be offered tonight.
This evening, a magician will be performing in our auditorium on the second level of the cruise ship.
Hopefully the show will be comparable to the jazz music that we heard yesterday. That was wonderful.
I think you'll find this evening's entertainment equally as enjoyable.
Excellent. And when will the show begin?
At 8 p.m., after dinner has been served.
If you'd like to watch it, I suggest arriving at 7:30 p.m. because there's limited seating available and we expect a full audience.
Sounds good. I'll do that.
Number 53. What does the woman want to know?
Number 54. According to the woman, what took place yesterday?
Number 55. What does the man suggest the woman do?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Oh, have you heard about the new condominium being built in the Harbour View area?
There are some artist sketches of it here in today's newspaper. Looks quite luxurious.
When will work on it begin?
Let me see. Well, this article says it started last month. It's supposed to take 2 years to finish.
Well, I don't know if I would want to live there. It's so close to the airport.
You're probably right. Flights arrive all through the night. You wouldn't get a good night's sleep.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 57. Why does the woman say,
"Let me see"?
Number 58. What do the men imply about the construction?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Has our order of kitchen supplies been delivered? We have a large party to cater tomorrow night, and I wanted to get some of the cooking done today.
Not yet. I called the store this morning. They told me that there was a delay with their delivery truck, but the supplies should be here today. They apologized and said they will refund our delivery fee.
Were you told what time the order will get here?
By 7 p.m. So we can't do the cooking today. We may have to come in early tomorrow.
Number 59. What does the woman ask the man about?
Number 60. According to the man, what will the store do?
Number 61. What will the speakers probably do tomorrow?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and table.
Have the other managers confirmed if they're attending the dinner with our client, Mr. Sato, this Friday?
Yes. However, there's one problem. I couldn't get a table at Oak Steakhouse. I called this morning, but it's fully booked.
But Mr. Sato always wants to eat there when he comes to New York. Wait a minute. There's another restaurant that he likes. Sally Johnson in accounting mentioned it, but I can't remember the name.
Okay, I'll call her. Is this directory accurate? I thought Sally moved to the fourth floor last week.
You're right. She's in Phil Watson's old office. I guess our directory needs to be updated.
I see. Thanks for the clarification.
Number 62. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 63. What was the woman unable to do this morning?
Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which extension number will the woman call?
Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and list.
Hi, I'm calling in regard to a reservation for my boss, Ms. Erin Chong. She'd like to extend her stay in Singapore at your hotel.
Could I have her booking number, please?
Certainly. It's BK3098.
Just one moment, please. Ah, yes, I have the reservation information. How many days does she want to extend for?
Just for 2 additional nights.
Unfortunately, she won't be able to stay in the same room, as all our business suites are booked. But we still have a couple of upgraded rooms available for $218 per night.
That sounds fine, thanks. You can go ahead and confirm the booking.
Number 65. Why is the man calling? Number 66. What information does the woman require? Number 67. Look at the graphic. Where will Ms. Chong stay on her last night in Singapore? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and graph.
Hey, Daniel. How do you feel about your new office?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's quite spacious. Plus, I can see the Sandusky River from my desk.
I'm glad to hear you like it. By the way, here's the report on company expenses that you requested. It details our costs up through the present month.
Thanks. Can you give me a quick overview of the information it contains?
Sure. Our expenses have risen dramatically of late. They're not as high as they were when you assumed your new position as head accounting manager, but they are exceeding our sales volume again.
Yes, that's a major concern. However, I expect them to drop considerably next month.
Number 68. What did the man recently do? Number 69. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 70. Look at the graphic. When did the man begin a new job? Go on to the next page.